cryptocurrency is so dumb. I don't get it. I don't own any cryptocurrency. It's such a stupid thing. People are just buying stupid digital bits. Really? Or are you the stupid one? Cryptocurrency is so stupid. Maybe you just don't understand technology. Maybe this is the part where you get left behind as a late adopter and the rest of the world moves on ahead of you, where you become one of those old grandpa, grandmas who don't understand modern technology. You get left behind. CoffeeZilla, we all remember him, don't we? Well, soon we won't, but he built his reputation off of criticizing cryptocurrency as a massive scam. And you know what he's doing now in the age of 2021? He's selling t-shirts.
$35. The clothing is nice, crisp, crispy as can be, and soft. And yes, it might be too drippy.
He believes that that's the future. What he's working on the forefront of modern technological innovation, selling t-shirt, physical t-shirt merchandise manufactured through some outsourced company print-on-demand t-shirt service in 2021. That's what he's trying to get you to buy now. We are in 2021 now. Get with the times. Machine learning. What's machine learning again? Who even cares what machine learning is? That is so 2020. Web3 is the future. Is cryptocurrency dumb, or are you the one? Do you need a break? Let's go to break. Quick pause. This video is brought to you by Blinkist.com/techlead, an app that summarizes the best insights from over 3,000 nonfiction books into just 15 minutes you can read or listen to. The first 100 people to go to Blinkist.com/techlead are getting a free 1-week trial plus 25% off premium if you want it. Link in the description below. All right, now that you've had some time to calm down, I wanted to tell you that as a multimillionaire app entrepreneur, I've heard these naysayers throughout most of my career. When I started making apps in 2007, nobody understood it. Everybody thought it was such a strange, stupid, crazy idea that you could actually make money online. How could you do that? It didn't make sense. You had to go to a physical job to do that. Nowadays, it's a common thing. Now, I wanted to give you a direct, straight answer to your question. Is cryptocurrency dumb? The answer is yes, sure, of course. There are parts of it that are incredibly stupid and dumb. But if we take a look at the crypto markets, it is a $3 trillion industry. Now, here's my question for you. Given this $3 trillion pool of money, this industry that's emerging new in technology and continues to expand every day, do you believe there to be opportunity for you? Even though, yes, some parts of it may be dumb. And if you don't believe me, then maybe you would believe Facebook instead.
Our company is now Meta.
Or maybe not. But even Facebook renamed themselves to Meta for Metaverse, betting the entire company on really what is Web3, the decentralized metaverse. You see, the other day I was casually listening to this podcast by Tim Ferriss and Kevin Rose, who, if you don't know, they're essentially very early internet pioneers who continue to stay highly engaged in this space, and they do a lot of angel investing, and the two are super excited about Web3. It's all they can think about, and they can't even sleep, and they just see so much innovation in this space. And when I saw that...
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of crypto investing at True Ventures, where I'm a partner over
there. At True Ventures.
Yeah, so yeah. We've probably deployed, I'd say, 50 million or so far this year in just in crypto related deals. But it is what it is. It's an unregulated market. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's super exciting. There's a lot of innovation happening, a lot of really high quality projects.
And when I realized my own interest in Web3 as well, and then you see venture capitalist firms in Silicon Valley like Andreessen Horowitz, everybody, all the technological innovation and money from Silicon Valley and really everywhere in tech has been pouring into building out Web3 because there's so much opportunity there. And you know what? Those VC firms in Silicon Valley with billions of dollars in their war chest and access to the smartest talent in the world, they essentially built the future of humanity for the world. They were the ones who built out Uber, Airbnb, Facebook, Google, and now they are pioneering into the space of cryptocurrency, ensuring that that future will come to fruition. And so when you compare that to people like CoffeeZilla's just got no idea what he's talking about. He's out of his league. He's totally out of his league. He can't even code. And this whole time he's been costing his viewers massive opportunities. You know, I've gone through my life as well with a lot of people trying to stop me from doing things, to stop me from building. Why? Probably because they say, hey, you may be wasting your time. You may be putting in some effort that may potentially be wasted. You may try to understand this cryptocurrency space that could be wasted effort. So what? That's fine. I'm willing to lose a little bit of time and effort, that's okay, at the possible opportunities for massive gain. And so what these people are actually trying to do is to stop you from getting ahead of them. A friend is only your friend as long as you remain below or at their level. Now, I wanted to talk about a few other exciting areas for cryptocurrency and real practical usage cases. Number one actually is in money transfers. So the other day, my parents were trying to sell a car, a used car, and they got a good price, about $15,000. And you know what? It took 2 days to try to transfer $15,000 because of all of the limits that normal traditional banks have. And sometimes banks close on weekends, they have limited operating hours, they have limits on your withdrawals. And here I was thinking, if this transaction were done in crypto, it could be done in an instant, so easy. So if your concern is about, say, Ethereum or Bitcoin with high transaction fees or slow transaction costs, these days there's other blockchains like Polygon, AVAX, Solana, Phantom, Moonriver, Binance Smart Chain, or even the upcoming Ethereum 2 that's going to solve a lot of these potential issues. Now, a second area that may be potentially very exciting for cryptocurrency is that crypto may finally be that element that will disrupt banking, that will disrupt the financial industries, right? Because up till now, we've had these large bankers who are collecting all of the fees for market making, for lending. When you deposit your money to a bank or a brokerage, those banks are going to take your money and lend it out. And they're going to be the ones who are going to collect the fees. They will over-collateralize your money for loans. And then when they need a bailout for the subprime mortgage crisis, then the government's going to bail them out. Well, with decentralized finance through cryptocurrencies, you finally get to be the banks. You can lend out your money if you like using smart contracts. You can be the market makers on trading exchanges like Uniswap, which are decentralized. And so with DeFi, all of the opportunities that up to now had been closed to you and only accessible to large banks are now accessible to really anybody. So there's massive opportunity now. Gaming and NFTs is yet another potentially interesting area. A lot of people like to hate on gaming. Gaming is massive. You see, up to now, we just had microtransactions, in-game virtual currencies and points, where you could pay a game maker like EA or Fortnite some real money for in-game currencies that you could not really use anywhere else. With blockchain technology, these in-game assets may now finally actually belong to you, in which you can take them off of the gaming platform and exchange them peer-to-peer to anybody else, trading them for potentially any other asset in the world. Maybe you could even trade the in-game currency for Ethereum or Bitcoin or whatever else you want, gaining real value, making the game that much more exciting. And this is a huge area that pretty much all new gaming developers are now looking into. And crypto even opens up this new world of gaming where you could even have blockchain games. For example, I don't see a reason why you could not invent blockchain gambling, where you open up gambling to pretty much anybody in the world through smart contracts, fully audited, that will simulate traditional casino games online on blockchain. Now, whether this is a legal issue, I don't know, but this could potentially disrupt the entire casino industry as well. But really, probably the most exciting thing about Web3 are the brand new paradigms that have yet to come up. The Web3 first innovations that will change the world, really. You know, like we're talking about, for example, decentralized autonomous organizations or DAOs that can be entirely decentralized companies owned fully by the stakeholders, in which people maybe vote on initiatives and maybe companies will not even exist anymore. But recently we saw, and this is just an example, Elon Musk tweeted whether he should sell a certain percentage of Tesla to realize gains, and he said he would do whatever the Twitter followers voted he should do. And in a sense, this is how a DAO would work. But Web 2.0 was all about centralization, platformization, where just a few large corporate entities are going to own everything on the internet. And you and I, we just don't own anything. We can take nothing with us when we go from one place to another. But with Web 3, it actually introduces the concept of ownership into the digital space, which is kind of a new concept that may take some time getting used to. But just for example, I could imagine reward points, hotel miles, frequent flyer programs, restaurant reward loyalty programs, gift cards. All of these could potentially become a token on blockchain that you can actually take and trade for virtually any other asset that you want. You know those frequent flyer miles that you can only redeem for magazines and only magazines? Or those gift card points that you just have to spend at a certain store and you can't transfer those points to anybody else, you can't sell those points. Well, maybe in the future, it would just be so simple to transfer or trade these points for any other currency that you will like in any other program. Wouldn't that be a beautiful future? And so anyways, these are just some of the ideas on the technological innovations, the real innovations that cryptocurrency technology may unlock and the opportunities out there. Now, to get yourself up to speed, you'll want to check out Blinkist.com/techlead, an app that summarizes the best insights from over 3,000 nonfiction books into just short 15-minute sessions you can read or listen to. Get with the program. This app is used by over 14 million active users to save you time, money, and learn new things faster than ever. You can use it for self-improvement, business insights, entrepreneurship development, and many other areas. You'll get access to all of the titles while offline, and they have full-length audiobooks where premium subscribers can get up to 65% off the retail price. Now, if you're interested in cryptocurrency, I recently blinked through the Bitcoin Standard, where you'll learn all about the future of money and finance. If you like podcasts, they have Shortcasts now too, where they've teamed up with popular podcast creators too to blink those for you too to help you get to the heart of a podcast fast. So what are you waiting for? I'm getting Tech Lead viewers a free 1-week trial at Blinkist.com/TechLead, and you'll get 25% off premium if you want it. Link in the description below. Now, I want to close on this note. Jeff Bezos believed in something known as the regret minimization framework, which is the idea to minimize the number of regrets you have. That's how he would make decisions. And really, the way to think about this is risk versus reward. What's the potential risk? What's the downside? And what's the upside? And he would say, it's okay to make mistakes as long as they're not catastrophic, because oftentimes people just don't want to make a single mistake, but you can actually recover from mistakes. And so it's not about trying to avoid mistakes altogether entirely such that you're some perfect, flawless human being, but to allow for the moonshots. And speaking of moonshots, by the way, if you want to learn more about cryptocurrencies, check out milliontoken.org, the hottest social media-driven cryptocurrency. If you want to learn more about cryptocurrency and decentralized finance, Million Token is a great place to start. Our Discord is a really fun community. Check us out over there. Very friendly people and loads of fun with hilarious memes and a great learning opportunity where you can get yourself up to speed on Web3. So check it out at milliontoken.org, the Web3 social token. So that'll do for me. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you liked it, please give it a like and subscribe. And I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.